Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, Pope Francis began his visit to Cyprus with messages of hope, brotherly love, and one of dialogue between divided peoples, saying that hopes for peace should be nurtured by the powers of gesture rather than the gestures of power. Francis arrived at Larnaca Airport at around 3 p.m. amid tight security, where he was met by House President Anita Dimitriou and dignitaries of the church and state as a group of around 30 children who carried placards and flowers to welcome the pontiff. The pontiff's first official engagement in Cyprus took place at the Maronite Cathedral of Our Lady of Grace in Old Nicosia, where both Maronite and Latin priests greeted him. Maronite Patriarch Bakara Puchos Alrahi had travelled from Lebanon for the occasion. In his address, the Pope urged people to keep their faith without growing discouraged by the ongoing issues in the world. And after the service, the Pope went to the presidential palace to meet with President Nikos Anastasiades. He said he had come to a country that was geographically small, but historically great, to an island that down the centuries has not isolated people, but brought them together. "You are an open door, a harbour that unites," he said. He also said that peace is not often achieved by great personalities, but by the daily determination of ordinary men and women. Today, the pontiff was to first visit the Holy Archbishopric of Cyprus. He is also to hold a mass at the Gassibi Stadium in Nicosia. And next, remote working for 20% of the staff of service businesses, suspension of all events inside and outside malls, and obligatory PCR testing for all passengers upon arrival in the Republic were amongst the measures announced to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Health Minister Mihalis Hatzipandelas said that from Monday until the end of December, the Cabinet decided that remote working must be introduced for 20% of the staff of each company or organisation in the service sector, excluding essential services. From Monday and up until January 10th, 2022, all Christmas or other events inside and outside malls are suspended. Any other events that will be held by municipalities, communities, and places of religious worship will be allowed under the responsibility of local authorities and organisers according to existing health protocols. The Cabinet also recommended cancellation of all school excursions by private individuals. Meanwhile, reservist duty in the army has been suspended from Monday until February 28, 2022. Police are investigating a bomb attack at a Limassol primary school and what appeared to be an arson attack at a Nicosia primary school, with both incidents thought to be related to the government measures to stop the spread of coronavirus. The Education Ministry condemned the incidents as common criminal acts and appealed to society to reject violence. In Limassol, an improvised explosive device had been placed at a primary school in Zagagi at around 1:30 a.m. A second device placed at the school had failed to go off, but doors and windows were smashed in the explosion, while some school equipment was damaged. The windows of a neighbouring church were also shattered. Later on Thursday morning, a fire broke out at the Deftera primary school in Nicosia. And moving on. The cause of death of a 77-year-old man who died in a taxi on his way to Paphos Hospital after he was referred there by medics at Polis was abdominal aneurysm, police have said. Police have launched an investigation into Tuesday's death after relatives filed a formal complaint claiming medical negligence. It has been reported that police have so far taken several statements and were waiting for the health minister to appoint a medical officer to assist the investigation. The 77-year-old reportedly visited Polis Christochus Hospital early in the evening with intense pains in the abdomen. The doctor on duty referred him to the General Hospital of Paphos, which is a 40 to 60 minute drive away, without providing an ambulance for his transport. Following the death, locals complained that the Polis Hospital was understaffed and ill-equipped, blaming the ministry for not responding to their repeated calls to resolve the matter. And finally, police have issued a public plea for information to help locate a 23-year-old man wanted in connection with the disappearance of two Russian women in mid-November. A photo of the Syrian, Omran Khmadai, was published on the police's website under wanted persons. An arrest warrant was issued against him on Monday. Anyone who knows anything which can help locate him should contact the Larnaca Police Department at 24804060, the nearest police station or the citizens line at 1460. Police said. A 32-year-old Syrian man, who's married to a Greek Cypriot, has already been remanded as the main suspect in the case. The investigation into possible foul play was launched last Friday after police received information implicating the suspect. The two women, aged 33 and 43, arrived in Cyprus as tourists, one at the beginning of summer, the other at around 1.5 months ago. they were reported missing from their Larnaca residence on November 17th. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.